This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action, and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
If you're trying to get into self-storage business or into self-storage business and it seems like it's been slow going for you, well, this episode and the previous two may be for you. We're going to talk about how to create your 2025 in the self-storage business, but we're going to be taking a very different approach than is usually taken when talking about goal setting. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage training that I offer the small investor who wants to get into self-storage business or who wants to grow their self-storage business. You can find out more about the training I offer at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Click the blog section, training, and you will see the free training that I offer. You can also go to the store and see the courses that I offer. But I started two episodes ago, episode 446, with my lifelong journey that I've been on exploring how creating goals really works. And it's led me down a number of paths. It's led me down science. It's led me down exploring religions and spirituality. And these last three episodes have been my brief introduction to what I've learned over the last 40 years of doing this work and this research. I've applied these methods to create whatever I have in life so far. Three storage brands that we've built and sold over the last 20, 25 years. And literally everything else I have in life is a function of applying the principles that we've talked about in the last two episodes, and we're going to talk specifically about in this episode. So rather than do just a goal setting episode of Creating 2025, I thought for the first time in at least this platform, I'd peel back and kind of get a little bit behind what is the source of having your goals manifest themselves and you experience success with. In two episodes ago, 446, I talked about how in 1987 I created $50,000 almost to the penny of what I was thinking about each and every day that calendar year. And when I realized what was happening, I was very surprised, and I started a journey trying to find out how and why it really worked. Was it just a fluke? Was it magical thinking? Was I just lucky? Was it a coincidence? Well, I quickly learn there's two ways to explore how the world and how the universe works. One is going down science road, studying science, the scientific method. Two is spiritual or religious studies. And as you can imagine, I've went down both. As you'll see in the last two episodes, what physics has discovered is that the ultimate reality behind our three-dimensional universe is consciousness. As strange as that may sound, that's what physics has discovered. In the last episode, we went into detail on it. For hundreds of years, from the time of the scientific revolution towards the end of the Renaissance forward until the early 1900s, scientists thought that the universe functioned like a machine, and that once we got to the smallest part of the machine, we would understand how the machine works. Well, when science was able to get to subatomic particles and light photons, what they discovered was the universe doesn't function like a machine. It functions like a thought. In fact, for matter to exist, consciousness has to be present. Again, if you haven't watched the previous two episodes, please do. This episode will be much more in context and make more sense if you get at least my understanding of what I've learned over the past 40 years from the previous two episodes. But that's where we're going to start right here. So if consciousness or awareness is the ultimate reality behind all things, Consciousness is everywhere present at every point in space, and it's through motion that everything you see, whether at a subatomic level or looking at the furthest galaxy you can see, motion created everything. You. Motion created you. Every part of you is in motion. Everything in the universe spins and swirls from the subatomic level all the way to the furthest galaxy you can see, that by the time the light has reached our telescope, that galaxy's been long gone. And what theoretical physics has deduced is that behind this motion is consciousness. Without awareness, without consciousness, everything is energy. Matter can only exist when consciousness is present. So the good news is humans are thought machines. Our reality occurs to us in language. Your first memories don't come to you until language descends on you. We perceive reality through language. Thought is energy. Humans can form thoughts. And by impressing those thoughts on the awareness or the consciousness behind all things, cause what they're thinking about to be realized. I'll say that again. Human beings can form thoughts. And by impressing those thoughts in a particular way into the awareness or consciousness behind all things, cause those thoughts to be realized. That's how goals are achieved. This is what we call, or I call, the creative method of achieving goals. Rather than focusing on moving this person over here and this person over here, or using our hands to build or manifest something, we can use the creative process to bring forth towards us, to us, what we think about. Now, we got to think in a very particular way, and we got to take action in a very particular way to have this creative process work, but it worked. Now, this creative method requires a certain way of thinking. As you know, if you've ever tried to meditate, human beings have millions of thoughts, thousands of thoughts a day, if not hundreds of thousands of thoughts a day. And our goals can get muddled up in all these thoughts that are occurring. So to have goals be achieved, in other words, to use the creative process to realize your goals, our thoughts have to be impressed upon this awareness or consciousness behind all things in a very particular way. That's what this episode's about. So when I read Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and I studied it through most of 1986 to get ready to test it and create something in 1987, one of the very first things Napoleon Hill says is you must have a very clear and specific goal in mind. So that would be something not like, I want to be happy, or I just want to be rich, or I want to travel. Those are not goals that really work. They're not specific. It's hard to get a lot of emotion behind them. But if you created a goal, I want to travel to France and England in 2026, that's a very clear and specific goal. My goal was I wanted to create X number of dollars in 1987. Now, what I realized when I first did it, I said I wanted to create $100,000. But every morning, I said to myself, I don't think I mean, that's so impossible. That was so far outside of my scope of what was possible for me. What I caught myself saying literally every morning when I'd say the $100,000 number was, boy, I'll be happy if I get half that. The most I'd earned up to that point was $22,000 a year, and $50,000 was more than double what I'd ever earned before. So what do you think I earned in 1987? Almost to the penny, $50,000. So what we think about and think about continually and impress on this consciousness or awareness behind reality, as you learned in the last lesson, that's what can happen. Now, what I did was every morning I would create that very specific thought, think about it, pretend like it had happened, experience it. And I said it every day, and I thought about it throughout the day. So the goal was very specific, very concrete, and it was in the forefront of my mind that entire year. Now that is the first and actually the most simple part of what to do and how to think, how to act in a particular way to have your goals come true. But that's critical. Without that, nothing happens. The ball doesn't start rolling. What I also discovered was to use the creative method to achieve what you want in life, we really have to move away from the competitive method or the competitive plane. See, on the competitive plane, that's where scarcity and lack exist. On the creative plane, that's where abundance and abundant thinking exist. The idea that resources are limited, that's in the competitive plane. If I get a good deal on a self-storage facility, that means I got to beat the seller on price. That's on the competitive plane. There's just a limited number of good self-storage markets left due to overbuilding. That's on the competitive plane. Now, I'm not saying it's not true and it's not valid, but to use the creative process to achieve goals, I discovered I had to move from the competitive plane to the creative plane. In the creative plane, I don't have to beat the seller to get a good deal. I have my benchmark numbers. I'm real interested in what the seller's goals are. Because if I can help the seller achieve their goals and I can get my goals, I can buy that thing. And if I run into trouble or challenges along the way, that person will work with me because I'm the one helping them get what they want. On the creative plane, there are tons of markets untapped, still available for self-storage. There's lots of trade areas. Might not be exactly where I want, but I'll go where the opportunities are. There is an almost unlimited supply of opportunities in the self-storage business. And if not, new ones will be created, like boat and RV development. For me, what I saw was how much time I actually spend on the competitive plane. So I watch out for that. Anytime I catch myself saying, thinking, acting on a competitive plane, I recognize it. I spend most of my time there, but I recognize it and move on. And if I'm in the proper mindset, I can catch myself when I'm moving from the creative plane to the competitive plane. Now, the hardest work you will ever do, harder than any physical labor you will do, is to think in this way, to not judge by appearances. It takes no mental skill, no mental energy to look on the world, see everything that's wrong, and judge by those appearances. It really takes something to look out on the world and stay in the creative plane. To look at lack, you've created a goal, and what's there is not that, or it wouldn't be a goal. But to be able to look and see not that, and keep your mind present to what you're creating, and seeing the opportunity of it, really takes something. That's the hardest work I think a human being can do. Who was it that said, don't judge the world by appearances? To look on ill health and disease and see health. To look at poverty and lack and see wealth. That really takes something. But the truth is, whatever we focus on, whatever we think about the majority of the time, that's what we experience. And given that this awareness is always expanding, always growing, always trying to be more, it's trying to experience more life through us. My coaching is, don't focus on news that separates and creates them and us. I try not to watch news, which is hard today, that is real negative and polarizing. It's easy to watch the news and think that the world's going to hell. The world's not going to hell. The world is evolving, wonderfully becoming. That's what I keep my attention. In our short existence as humans on this planet, we've gone from small groups living in caves to larger groups, to clans, to tribes, to kingdoms, to city states. Now we're in nation states. pretty soon, as this evolution, as this social and political evolution occurs, we'll be moving to more of a global state, then maybe a solar system state, galactic state, who knows where our species will end up in its evolution and its social organization. But it's continually progressing forward. Everything that happens in the world was necessary to grow and take the next step to social, financial, political, and spiritual evolution of our species. We're continually evolving and changing and growing. The one constant in our universe is motion. Nothing is still. So don't put too much stock in what's currently going on. Keep your attention on what you want to create and move forward from there. It takes something to keep your mind and your attention on what you want to create and not keep your attention on what you don't want. Who was it that said, be in the world, but not of the world? One of the things I tried to figure out how to do is connect my mind with whatever the underlying awareness is out there. The first step is to create a clear mental picture of what you want. The next step, as we've talked about, is to keep your attention on what you want, not on what you don't want. And as much as possible, try to stay in the creative plane rather than a competitive plane. Now, for me and what I've seen, nothing connects me more or helps speed up the realization of my goals more than gratitude. Being grateful, one, for what I have already in life, and two, being grateful for what's coming to me that I'm creating. Believing in this process and being grateful for this process of being able to use our mind to create goals and then have those goals realized, we're the only species I know of that can do that, at least on this planet. There may be others, I'm just not aware of it. And that's a real gift. That is grace to be able to have that. So every morning when I look at what my 2025 goals are for my self-storage business, I'm grateful knowing that we'll achieve this or something better. Just like keeping our attention on what we want and not being influenced by what we currently see or think we see in the world takes something. It really takes something to be grateful for what has not yet arrived to you. But if you think about it, time's relative, really. If it can exist in your mind, then it already exists. It just is not in physical form. In my experiences, gratitude speeds up the process of what I'm creating coming to me. So remember last week we talked about the wave function collapse, that all matter, everything you see, first existed as energy, and then there was a wave function collapse. In other words, an atomic particle existed at a moment in time, in a moment in space, and matter was formed. And the only thing that science has ever found that causes that wave function collapse is the presence of awareness or consciousness, the observer effect. We don't say that subatomic particle didn't exist before the wave function collapse. It did. It existed as in the field of potentiality. That's what scientists call it. It existed in the field of potentiality as a probability. But you don't say it didn't exist. Same with what you're creating. Just because it's not in physical reality in your life at this moment doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It actually does exist. It exists in the field of potentiality as a probability. And if you do certain things and think in a certain way, it comes to you, much, I suggest, like a wave function collapse. In my opinion, too much stress cannot be laid upon not only having faith in the process of creating goals and having them achieved, but in the emotion, experiencing the emotion behind achieving the goal. And nothing, in my opinion, is a higher emotion than gratitude. So I recommend that every day be grateful for what's coming to you that you're creating. Now, as I said last week, we can't just create a goal and have it materialize in thin air. Maybe someday we'll be able to do that, but I don't know of anyone that's ever done that. I'm not saying it hadn't happened. I just don't know about it. Haven't seen it. So what I've experienced is that there are established channels for what I'm creating to come to me. So if I'm creating a car, silly example, but let's just say I want a certain kind of car in 2026, and it's double, triple anything I've ever bought before. Well, there's established channels. There are people all over the world, even if I'm buying an American-made car, people all over the world are making the parts for it right now if I'm going to buy it in 2026. And those are being shipped to whatever manufacturer, and then the manufacturer creates the car. So there's physical channels where my goals are coming to me. And then I don't know how I'm going to pay for it yet, but I've created that goal and I'm seeing that goal every day. And all of a sudden, people, places, situations, and opportunities show up that now I recognize as a possible channel for getting the money to purchase what's being created for me right now all over the world. I see these people, places, situations, and opportunities differently. They show up for me, and I see opportunities where before I wouldn't have seen anything simply because I've created this goal and it's forefront in my mind. Next week, I'm gonna give you a real live example in the storage world of how that process worked for me on one particular deal of many. But most importantly, I need to create a space. I need to be a space for whatever I'm creating to be able to come to me. And how do you do that? Well, we've talked about thinking in a particular way. Now we're going to talk about acting in a particular way. Every day, I suggest we've got to take steps towards getting that goal. And what steps are they? It's whatever is the next thing in front of you to do. Wherever you are, if one of your goals is to be able to quit your W-2 income and become an entrepreneur, you don't have to wait till you've quit your job. You start right where you are and you do everything to the best of your ability. And because this goal is in your awareness, you will see things that you wouldn't have seen before.